Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Trey Mia. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Ma'am, listen to this. My name is R. Devlin Smith. I've been filing the whole year and a half, and I still file every week. I just talked to an unemployment person last week, but 2 weeks ago when I moved in here, and then they asked me for information, and I faxed it to them. You get what I'm saying? Then they gonna, and I've been filing a year, and then the lady said it was pending, with the pending or whatever. And you remember when the COVID was here, and they shut everything down and told you to sign up for the TUA. I've been filing the whole year that I'm gonna get a letter and listen. And they told me to send some papers. I sent the W-2s, I sent papers. I said everything they wanted, and they're going to send me a letter today telling me, so you failed to provide information. That's not true, because I faxed it to them.
Okay, I can advise you to just refax it to them, and you can do
no,
that
ma'am,
by going on.
I faxed all that to them. I faxed all that to them.
Yes, ma'am. I said I understand. I'm sorry for the inconvenience or whatever problems you're having, and that happened to you, but this is the claims only line. I can't do anything about that.
I
do apologize.
I understand what I'm saying is I called and talked to y'all before.
I understand, but this is the claims only line. I can't do anything about that. You have to call, contact our inquiry department. Would you like that number?
I know the 361 number, ma'am, 4524. They don't never answer.
You have to call them at 5 o'clock.
Ma'am?
You have to call them at 5 o'clock. P.M.
Well, you ain't got no supervisor here, ma'am.
No, ma'am. This is the claims only line. We can't do anything regarding to a payment or what paperwork saying that you failed to.
But what about the PUA, ma'am?
The PUA is over.
But I'm still on that filing. The PUA filing every week. I'm still filing every week. That's what I'm saying.
I understand you're filing it, but the PUA is now over.
You said it's over?
Yeah, the PUA has ended. It's...
No, they paying people back from the past. And guess what? They sent a letter. They sent an email and told me that a specialist is looking over and it's being pending. And then a notice
But you may be receiving, maybe receiving for back payment, but as far as filing for PUA, that's not an option anymore. But in your case, you may be doing the back pay.
Ma'am?
I said, in your case, if you're still receiving PUA, then that's from a back pay. But the PUA has ended.
But listen, I'm filing the PUA for whole deal. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. I understand. So, therefore, you're probably receiving back payments. That's all.
I haven't received nothing.
I said, that's probably the process of what it is. You said that you didn't. They said you didn't turn in your work. You said you turned in the work, whether they asked you the paperwork. You said you turned it in.
I
turned
in my work. Yeah, I
got you.
I
understand that, but there's nothing that we can do about this. This is the claims only line. We can't do anything. You have to contact the inquiry department about that.
Okay, listen. I'm just going to say, I'm filing for the TUA every week, okay? I understand what you're saying. But listen, I'm getting a paper from the state of Alabama for not sending them information. I just sent the information 20,000 times with the PUA. That's what I'm saying. That's different.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. You're saying this is the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Claims Line, not the Alabama Department of Labor.
But I'm just trying to get some help. I'm giving you the help.
I'm giving you the information to go to someone who can help you with it. I only can file a claim for you or reopen a claim. I can't do anything about payments. This is the claims only line. I don't issue payments. There's nothing I can tell you about that information. I only can give you information to help you find the information that you're needing. You'll have to contact the inquiry department about your situation, because only thing I can do is file a claim. If you're not trying to file a claim, but I'm sorry, I wouldn't be able to help you.
Okay, I understand that. What I'm saying is, what's the difference between the QUA and a cash? They ask you for information. Is that different?
I understand. No, I didn't say that. I just said we're no longer doing the PUA. If they ask you for the information, then therefore there's probably a back payment or anything or something of what they're trying to pay you for. And you said you didn't turn the work in. But there's nothing that I can do for you regardless to the information you said that they sent you. This is the claims only line, so I wouldn't know any of the information, ma'am.
But guess what? I've been filing every week. I'm still filing. But I get a paper today telling me something about a claim denied. But it ain't no PUA.
Okay, about that claim, you have to contact the inquiry department as well about that, because we wouldn't know why you would be denied or approved. We don't know that. We just filed the claims for you. We can't tell you if you're approved or not because we don't know that.
And you tell my client, then when you call that fine, they still tell me they got a lot of calls. You can't never get to them.
Start calling around 450 and just being realistic. They only can take 600 claimants a day. Just imagine if several cities, there's 1,000 cities here in Alabama. I can name at least five, and it's 100 people calling from each